Eric Stevens joins us to talk about the Quackers again. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. The Anaheim Ducks, you know, a lot of people felt, they lost some guys. Geez, a lot of things went right for them. Their advanced stats showed that maybe they weren't as good. And here we are 10 games into the season. I know it's only 10 games. They're 8-2. And, man, they have dominated some games heavily. What have you liked most about the Ducks through 10 games?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, Jason, about the, the advanced stats. And it's kind of been going on, 2 years plus now. They were saying sort of the same things in that lockout shortened season as well. I think it's just a good team. This team comes in with a lot of high expectations, certainly. I think the start is a little bit surprising just because of the new faces that they brought in. Obviously, Ryan Kessler is the most prominent of those new faces. But someone in defense like Clayton Stoner, he's been actually pretty impressive on that back end in the defensive end there. And they signed him obviously to a healthy contract. I think he's been one of the surprises, I guess you could say, so to speak. They've been able to show depth. It was Getzlaff and Perry, early on and Kessler, they did most of the scoring early on, but, they've been getting contributions. Devontae Smith-Pelly, he had the big goal last night. He's really stepped up, in the last few games. And, I think he's really starting to flourish now as an everyday player for the first time.
Yeah, Eric, you're right. When I looked at the Ducks, I kind of wondered how all the pieces would fit together. I mean, Kessler's obviously a nice addition, but good players don't always fit in right away. But the forwards aside, I look at your goaltending early with Freddie Anderson and John Gibson. Some people might have said there was a question mark there. You're going to win a lot of hockey games when one guy's won at 940 and one guy's at 926.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you said it plainly, Robin. when you're putting up save percentages of that number and higher, you're going to win plenty, especially on the talented team. Freddie Anderson, for one, he really shouldn't be a surprise. He was 20-5 last year. Granted, it was in a largely backup role, but that helped push Jonas Hiller aside, essentially. And then obviously Gibson, he had the rough start in Pittsburgh, but the Ducks have been bound and determined to get him in the mix. They sent him down to Norfolk just to get him a couple of games to sharpen up. And since he's been back, he had a nice start against Columbus on Friday. And then he was just flat out terrific yesterday in Chicago against the Blackhawks. And, I think he showed yesterday, why he has all this hype around him. And again, they've been bound and determined to get him into the mix. So, there was question marks certainly because of the relative, well, not relative, but really all the inexperience that the two had. But, so far, again, Anderson has performed very well. And as you saw last night, Gibson is starting to work his way into this season.
Eric Stevens joins us, beat reporter for the Ducks. How's Cogliano been playing?
I'd say he's doing his usual thing. The points may not be as plentiful this year as, say, last year, because last year he was probably put into more offensive situations. But, he's really, during his time in Anaheim, he's really learned how to be a two-way player, be a guy who he's played the penalty kill throughout his career, but he flourishes now. He's one of the key members of it. And I think he's a very underrated defender. He plays with right now with Ryan Kessler and Devontae Smith-Pelly. They put Silverberg on their line, and that has sort of acted as a shutdown line, so to speak, that can take pressure off of Getzlaff and Perry, where they don't have to have the draw the tough defensive assignments every single night. So, Andrew, again, I think he's really, really an unsung player for this Ducks team and really has developed himself into an all-around player, during his time here.
Eric, back to Kessler for a second. You've been around this league a long time now. Kessler isn't everybody's cup of tea in terms of personality. And some people have said even within his own dressing room. He comes to a new hockey club after a long time in Vancouver. He's unquestionably a talented guy when he's healthy. How's the fit as a pair of eyes that are in that room? Not so much just on the ice, but with the guys in there. Because he's talented, but does he fit in?
You know, I think this is sort of the honeymoon stage, you know, certainly. I mean, again, it's a new team. He wanted this, you know, so, you know, he's going to do his darndest, you know, to fit in. I mean, this is the situation that he wanted. You know, he wanted a team that, you know, theoretically is going to be a cup contender this year. He thought that obviously Vancouver wasn't going to be and wasn't going to be in the near future. So, you know, certainly he's going to want to make this work. And, I think he's, you know, sort of started, you know, started taking steps, you know, at least I guess in that room, you know, to in doing so. You know, I wouldn't say that everyone is so, you know, chummy, but, you know, again, these, you know, he's coming to a team where he's battled against these guys for a decade. So, you know, he's going to want to make it work. Certainly the Ducks are going to want to make it work. And you know, and I think at this stage right now, you know, the Ducks wanted that kind of personality, you know, someone to bring a little bit of mean on the ice. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's maybe the one aspect, you know, that they sort of missed in the last couple of seasons, particularly when it gets to the postseason. You know, just someone that's just going to stir it up, you know, that's just going to kind of rile the, you know, opposing team up. I don't think they maybe had enough of that. And, you know, obviously, you know, we know Ryan Kessler. He's going to do that.
Eric, in the, you know, Anaheim and San Jose had a nice little fiery rivalry game. Tim Jackman, of course, on the receiving end of what turned out to be a two-game suspension. How heated is that rivalry, or is the Ducks still more a big rival against the Kings rather than the Sharks?
You know what, Jason, I think there's really both, you could say. You know, they've, yeah, I mean, the flashpoint, obviously, was all the fights there on Sunday. But the Ducks and Sharks have had a very competitive rivalry, you know, over the years. I would dare say, you know, it was probably more heated than, say, the Kings until this past year, you know, when obviously the Kings bounced them from the playoffs and then won the whole deal. But, no, they, you know, them and San Jose, they match up very well. They both like to get up and down the ice, you know, kind of trade scoring chances. You know, I think those teams have matched up well, and they've made some very competitive games. And, you know, there's sort of that NorCal, SoCal type thing, too. I mean, it's maybe not necessarily felt as much among the players, but, you know, certainly among the fan bases, you know, that's sort of a natural rivalry in itself. But, yeah, it was really interesting the other night. I thought San Jose, especially coming off of that bad home loss to Buffalo, I think they were coming into Anaheim trying to, you know, prove a point and maybe send a message not only on the ice, but, you know, maybe you know, put a little bug in their heads. And certainly they were able to get Anaheim riled up, you know, to where 165 penalty minutes were dished out.
Well, it's funny, Eric. You know, there were times, I mean, the San Jose Sharks have been good for a long time, but there were times, if you're old enough, when a trip to California was a nice comfy cruise down where it was nice and warm, pick up some points and move on down the road. Now it's literally Death Valley for teams going through there. And, you know, if you're not off to an 8-2 start like the Ducks are, you're falling behind the other two teams there.
No question. I mean, and Death Valley is the right word. I mean, it's just, you know, Robin, it's just indicative of the Western Conference, you know, and you know, in a nutshell, that Pacific Division. Boy, I mean, you just got to wonder each time what, you know, whether San Jose playing L.A. or playing Anaheim or Anaheim playing L.A., you know, when they face each other, I mean, these are just going to be, you know, tooth and nail, you know, barn burner type of games where there isn't going to be much, you know, given on the ice there. And, you know, I think it's, frankly, I think it's terrific to see. I mean, I think, you know, just in terms of, the sport of hockey in California. I mean, it's not number one, obviously, but it's building, it's growing, and when you have the Stanley Cup champion in your backyard and obviously a cup contender in Anaheim, that's just going to really bring about interest, particularly at the grassroots level. So I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great thing for the NHL, that the two are obviously, at an elite level. And, again, I think it just makes for obviously extremely competitive hockey.
Eric, appreciate your time. Enjoy the season. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.